Blog Talk Radio.
これすごい私の好きな曲なんですけど、全然意味がわからないという。小島さん、
はい、
この曲聞いたことありますか？
いやー、初めてでした。なんかいいですね。なんか流行ってそうだね。ノリが良くていいと思います。
感じが、私は感じが好きなんで、はい、質問コメントなどございましたら646-564-9584へお電話ください。スカイプですとお得です。本日はナイジェリア・ラゴスのバラック・オバラ弁護士をお迎えしております。所有権について詳しい弁護士さんで、ナイジェリア女性子どもを守る友の会でもラゴス登録の時にお世話になりました。バリスタ？ハロー？マリサ、
ハロー。
マリサ、are you still there? 声が聞こえませんね。
そうですね。
マリサ、と待ってくださいね。
申し訳ございません。
ちょっと待ってください。今もしかしたら声が聞こえないのかもしれないので、もう一度かけてみますね。 っともう一度音楽聴いといていただけますかね。
あ、はい。
Yes, my name is Barrister Barak Obara.
Mm-hmm.
I'm resided in Lagos, Nigeria. Mm-hmm. I'm from the Niger Delta part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in legal practice in Nigeria for upward of about 14 years. All of these years I've been in Lagos in the practice of law. I do a lot of property and companies registration. I have a family, two kids. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Did you say 14 years or 40 years?
14.
14 years.
1-4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 14年もあの法律事務所を運営されています、はい、で所有権についてとかそれからあの会社の登録にのご専門ですね。
あ、わかりました。はい、
registering corporation or non-profit in Nigeria is not easy, you know, that's what they say. What do you think is the cause of difficulty, barrister?
ナイジェリアにおいて企業や NGO などを登録するというのは簡単なことではありません。どんなことが難しさに困難だと思われますか？
バリスタ、
What is going on?
Yes, yes. There are difficulties in registering corporations in Nigeria. This is particularly NGOsyou know, non-profit organization. One of the major problems usually is the fact that there are a number of people who come in for registration every day, every month, every year. So there is a volume of registrations that go on. But unfortunately, some of these corporations are just registered. Nothing is being done. After the registration, in a few months,it will be abandoned. Nothing is nothing is forthcoming from those corporations. So it becomes a bit difficult for the Nigerian government to begin to roll out registrations like that to different bodies. However, another problem that we have here that has to do with this the difficulty in registering corporations is.The problem of who are behind these corporations. The government wants to know who are those who are registering these corporations and what are they planning to do with this organization. So because of that, there are stringent measures that have been put in place to scrutinize these individuals who are involved in that company. So this process will takequite a long time, and they want to have the photos, the identity of all the parties that are going to be in that cooperation. So because of that, there is a kind of a bottleneck a process in registering cooperations.
I see. あのなんか誰が裏で操ってるのか、誰が本当にこの 会社を運営しているのかということを、うん、調べるらしいんですけれども、
はい。
Why is that they are so stringent about finding out who is behind the corporation? Barista, do we need you again? Okay, let me try again. Connection is not good.
Greetings, Nigeria. Press 1 to copy this tune for 50 Naira.
Yeah, barista.
Yes.
Yeah, connection doesn't seem to be good today. So let us get to the point. So why is that government is so stringent? That why are the what happened in the past and what made them so suspicious? Who is to be operating the companies?
Yes, they want to be sure of the person, the persons behind these corporations.
That I understand that. For example,
when you register an NGO, a non-profit organization, it is expected that that organization is not going out to make profit. But now, on the long run, they find out that these persons are going into different businesses, purpose of raising money, making profit, which is against the original reason for registering that NGO. So the government are worried about all that kind of attitude.
I see. Okay, yeah. That can raise some really issues. Kojima-san, kimashita ka?
はい。
聞こえ、わかりましたか、今の。
ちょっと、あまりよく。
非営利団体が、ナイジェリアでビジネスを始めて、はい、それで、いつの間にか営利になってるっていうんですね。
は
あ、で、それで政府がかなり厳しく調べるっていうんですけれども、うん、そうするとどうなるんでしょうかね、私たちは。スワシンクと、それから藤本和明、はい、国際財団とかございますけれども、はい、最近レジスターしたのが藤本和明で、日本で運営しているのがスワシン、またはナイジェリア女性と子どもを守る友の会という団体なんですけれども、ナイジェリア女性と子どもを守る友の会は、まあ、日本の法律に基づいてその他の事業として営利をしていいことになってるんですね。
はい。
で、その名前で黒石鹸を購入するんですけれども、ですけど、
はい、
藤本和明団体の場合はあれですよ、非営利として絶対にあれですよ、営利の事業をしてはいけないっていうことらしいですけどね。ちょっと聞いてみましょうか。Okay, barista.
Yes, please.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad that we asked this question because we have a Fujimoto Kazaki International Foundation in Lagos, Nigeria, which is non-profit, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
We have another organization in Japan called Swassin Inc. And okay. We have a business, not non-profit, but profit making, because the non-profit, as a non-profit, we have to raise funds, and then it's not enough sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is operated under the jurisdiction of Japanese law.
Okay.
So Japanese law allows us to do the profit making activities to support mm-hmm. non-profit.
Mm-hmm.
But according to what you said just now, the non-profit mm-hmm. in Nigeria cannot operate as profit-making,
yes.
Right? So mm-hmm. in that case, how does it work? Can we still do the business as a Swassin Inc. in Japan while we are running the non-profit? Hello?
Yeah, there are two different bodies altogether, isn't it?
Yeah, but the The name is different, but the same organization, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
And Fujimoto Kazaki International Foundation is located in Lagos, Nigeria, while Tsubasa Inc. is located in Japan.
Okay. That's all right. Yeah, but they are two different bodies altogether, and they are for different purposes.
Okay.
So the one in Nigeria.
Yeah.
The one in Nigeria is non-profit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay, right? But, in that case.
Yes, it's okay. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So shall we go to the next question? What difficulty do you usually have to help corporations register in Lagos?
ロースで企業が登録をする際に、よくいつもあるような困難というか難しさのようなものはございますでしょうか? Please.
Yeah, one of the difficulties is getting to meet these individuals. For example, the Kazaki Foundation is registered.
Right.
The parties, the trustees, they were not all in Nigeria. Somewhere
right.
in Japan, somewhere in US, somewhere in the UK.
Right.
So they are different. They live in different countries. But we need to get their signatures. We need to get their IDs, perhaps international passports, you know, legal ID of these individuals. And then we also need to have their passport photographs, you know.
Right.
So to reach these individuals, one after the other, was not easy. So it's difficult. So it makes it, but if all the trustees, all the parties, all the directors, if they are in Nigeria, for example, it will be easy for us to get hold of them. And then we can go ahead with the registration. But
okay.
Because they're in different countries, it becomes difficult to reach them one after the other. That is one of the difficulties.
Okay. So you are basically saying that you had a hard time registering our organization.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
いろんな国から
来ました。
次の質問じゃあ日本語で先言ってもいただけますか。
わかりました。
はい。
国際社会においてナイジェリアで仕事をするということは詐欺に遭遇するというようなことも意味すると思うんですが、そのことについて教えてください。
Okay, this is a question that people are interested in. In international community, working in Nigeria means to deal with many scams and fraud.What would you say to that?
Thank you. You see, fraud, scam is not only in Nigeria. It's everywhere.
Yes.
You understand?
No offense.
Europe.
That's the thing, major things that we hear quite often on this end.
Yes, I understand. I'm coming to answer your question. You see, most times, extra care, anybody who wants to go into any business must exercise some caution, must exercise some extra care to know who and who he or she is dealing with in business. Now, if we are anxious, someone has just given us an idea of a business, and we feel, oh, this is good. We'll make a lot of money from this. We're not careful about who and who are behind this business. They fall into the hands of fraudsters. So, care is needed. Caution is also needed on the part of anybody who wants to do business in Nigeria. Particularly if you are coming from the Western world to Nigeria to do any business, exercise care so that you fall into the right hands. And then you do your business without any problem.
How do we exercise care?
Well, by identifying the persons or the organization you want to deal with. Are they true people? Are they real? for example, now in Nigeria, this registration, this database registration that is going on in Nigeria, can help anybody who wants to come in here to identify who is who in Nigeria. So it is going to reduce fraud. It's going to reduce scams. In fact, it is reducing it already. Through the right channel, it makes it easy for us to identify who is going to play us on any scam.
Okay, I don't think I understand, though. I mean, you know, the company from outside of the country is an international nonprofit, and how would I know that who is to whom to deal with? I'm just going through the network that we have already had before. But if we are to deal with more people, more businesses, and more, more projects to reach out more, and we don't know, we just have to expand through the people we already know.
Okay. Yes, so that means you already, if you already have some people that you know already, you know their pedigree, you know the kind of people they are they trustworthy?
Yes.
If you follow that same link to expand whatever project you want to do in Nigeria, you will not have problem with scam.
Okay, now I get you. You are trying to say that if you don't know anybody and if you try to jump into somebody, some corporations or companies, you will have a problem because you don't know those people.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
So in that case, we are advantageous because we already have a network in Lagos and Akwa Ibom State and Calabar.
Different people can continue to help you to expand because they are there on ground. You trust them, you know them. It is easy to meet up with them at any time.
And
particularly, anything you want to do, you are dealing with professionals.
That's right.
You are dealing with professionals, is better.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So that makes me feel much better. I mean, you know, 今までね、なんか詐欺だなんだって、いろいろね、話は聞きますけれども、すでに、信用を受ける人たちが、現地にいるということは、すごい強みなんですよね。
本当ですね。
バラクさんもおっしゃってましたけども、いきなり知らない人たちと一緒に授業しようと思ったって無理なんですよ、やっぱり。知らない。もう私たちの団体だと5年以上も知ってる人たちなので、ですから、ですからどういうふうな感じなのかっていうのももう分かってるし、それから信用できるっていうのも分かってるし。
私2度ほどナイジェリアで、組織を登録するので失敗した経験がありまして。
そうなんですか？
そうなんですよ。最初はもう20年ぐらい前に、夫と一緒に会社を起こそうとして、そういう手続きならよく知ってるよというふうな義理のブラザーですね、ブラザーが現れて、それでいろいろ申請をしてくれると言っていたのですけれども、フェイクの書類を作って持ってきたっていうのが1回目で、2回目はNPO を立ち上げようとしたんですけれども、結構知っている地方公務員の方がいて、それでその登録の仕方よく知ってるよって言われて、アブジャニック交通費だけ払ったんです。でそれどうなったのって言うと、明日わかる。またどうなったのって言うと、来週わかる。それで、また、それどうなりましたかって言うと、来月わかるっていう感じで、伸び伸びにされて、最後ちょっと断念しちゃったんですけど、すごくなんかこう思うのは、正しいというか適切な人材というか適切な人に会うのがすごく難しくて、小原弁護士のような方に会えていれば、そんな失敗もなかったんだろうなって今しみじみと思っております。
いくらぐらい払っちゃったんですか？
でも大してくれない、50ドルぐらい。
50ドルぐらいっていうと、5000円ぐらいで
交通費です。
交通費だけ。
100ドル、そうです。そうなんです。それで済んだんですけど。
私たちは10万円ぐらい払いましたよ、でも。この登録するのに。
そうなんですね。それですよね。足りなかったのかな。
5000円じゃちょっと無理でしょ、今は。
あ、そうなんですね。
交通費だけしか払わなかったんですか。
とりあえず行ってくるっていうことで、交通費だけお支払いしたんですね。
いつ頃だったんですか、それは。
それも2000年ぐらいですね。
あ、そうなんですね。もう14年、15年ぐらい前ですか。
やっぱりもう近づいて、僕できるよって近づいてくる人より、ちゃんとこう弁護士事務所とかに足を運ぶ方が、今思えばよかったのかなって、ちょっと思
ったりします。あ、そうかもしれないですね。交通費ぐらい、もう、すねて、それでドローンされてるんじゃ、ね、それで、そんな小さいお金だけを取って行く人もいるんでしょうね、多分。少しのお金でもあった方がいいっていう感じで。
日本の企業の方とか、この今日のラジオを聞いている方とかも、どうすれば適切な人材に得るかというところは、すごく関心があるんじゃないかなっていうふうに思ってます。
なるほどね。Mrs. Kojima is telling us, Barista? Yeah, she's saying that about 15 years ago, she and her husband tried to register, but she could not succeed twice.And first she was trying to register the business, and the second time she was trying to register non-profit. And then somebody came to her, and then he said he's going to help her, but he didn't do anything after he took the transport, and he disappeared.
Wow.
So,
yeah, it happened.
But he was able to do it.
He was not the right person, but there is a lot of people like this. They just want to take away some small money, and then they just
disappear.
I guess.
Exactly. I think so.
Barista, this is a chance for you to say everybody, you know, how you're going to, you're doing the business, and then how...People can reach you and all that.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yes. For people who want to reach me, you can do that via email.
Okay.
Yes, my email ESQ, like Esquire, ESQ, Barack@yahoo.co.uk. That is my email.
Okay, anybody wants to reach, you can send it to me also so that I can pass it on to you, Barista.
Okay, that's all right.
どなたか、レゴスで登録されたい方は、この、ナイジェリア女性と子供を守る友の会にご連絡ください。それでは、また時間がなくなってしまっているので、次の質問に行きましょうか。小島さんどうぞ。
はい。その今詐欺を最小化するためにどんなことをしたらいいと思われますか。
Okay, the next question is, in order to minimize the scams and fraud, what would you suggest?
Yeah, like I said earlier on.
Yeah, like you said, the having the network, right?Okay.
Is that what?
A network. You're saying that we should have a network already.
Yes, you should have a network.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yes, then you,
okay.
Then you also deal with professionals. Make sure the people you are dealing with are professionals.
Okay. じゃあ次の質問行きましょうか。
はい。スワシンが登録をしようとしたときに手続きを止めた方がいいのではないかというふうにおっしゃったんですけど、その理由は何でしょうか。
Okay. Barista, do you remember?While we are trying to register, and then you stop the operation and said that you cannot continue. Do you remember? Would you tell us about that again so that we can give a caution to the audience?
At a point, it became obvious that in registration in Nigeria, we have a time frame. when you put in a name for registration, after the name has been approved, for you to commence registration with that name, you have 2 months.
Okay.
Now, within that 2 months, you must get all your documents together. If it is an NGO, the constitution should be ready. All the forms must have been filled out and signed by all the trustees, you know. And then you do a publication in the newspaper, daily newspaper, that will be on the newspaper for a period of 28 days. So all of these are within that 2 months. So if you don't meet up with all your documentation before the expiration of that 2 months, then the name will expire. You will not need to go back to the corporation, that is the Corporate Affairs Commission in Abuja, to revalidate that name so that you can go ahead. So we're having difficulty along that line because the name was expired and we need to revalidate the name. And so when we went back to revalidate the name, they refused us the name. They were not ready to give us that same name. So we had a challenge at that point. It became a roadblock, so to speak. So that was, it was at that point in time that we were feeling that, this thing is getting too difficult than we expected. So
okay,
that was when we were thinking of, we could not
get it. We didn't know that. You know, may I suggest you, if you're dealing with the foreigners and then who don't know of how the things is going, and you want to have them to sign at the beginning, in the beginning, having the paper written down everything, you know, how things are working out, and then it's going to take only 2 months to finish up all the documentations. So if the foreigners can understand that, including Japanese, you know, the people don't know that it's going to take only 2 months to finish up everything. You know, if you have them to sign it, then you don't have to take a responsibility like, you know, you did while we are doing the registration.
Yeah.
So you won't have to have problems.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. 今分かりました?小島さん?
はい。
あのね、2ヶ月以内に登録するんだそうですよ。
あ、そうですか。
じゃないとまた初めからやり直さなくちゃいけないっていうから、もしかしたらその先ほどおっしゃられた方ね、あの手伝ってくださった方、もしかしたら2ヶ月以内にできなかったからもうあのおじゃになっちゃったのかもしれないです。
わかりました。そうなんです。
それをね、初めに言ってもらわなかったから私たちもわからなかったんですよ。で、あの私たちの場合はね、ネットワークがあったんで、そのネットワークの人たちからいろいろ文句を言われて、それであの、バラコ弁護士がね、それで、はい、なんかお金を払ってそれで続けたらしいんですけれども、いくら払ったのか、ネットワークから随分文句を言われたんでね、私たちの。それであのバラクさんがそれでやってくれたんですよ。もう2ヶ月以上かかったんですよ、私たち。Wow. Okay, Barista.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you realize that the we didn't finish up the documentation within 2 months, and then you paid the some fees to the government?
Yes.
How much did you pay for it?
The additional fees that I paid?
Yes.
The additional money I paid to the government and then to do the publication was about 25,000. Yeah.
20 to 30,000.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why nobody told me that though. You didn't even tell me.
No. See, let me tell you. I wanted to make sure that you know you told me already that. You've had some experiences in the past, and you want to see how this one will work out. So I did everything possible to make sure I do this registration to make it come across without further complaint to you. Whatever it is, I will get it done. Then later we can talk about it.
I really, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea. You didn't tell me, but I really appreciate for what you have done.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, my God. Wow. So we owe you one then. Oh, Barista, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for enduring and putting up. And then you really work things out with our network. I think we are very blessed with the good people, after all. あの、普通だったらね、騙されたり、詐欺されたりするんですけど、私たちの場合は、いい人材に恵まれてですね。
はい。
あの、バラクさんも、私たちがもう2ヶ月以上かかって書類を出すのに時間かかったんですけども、それで、余計なお金を払わなくてはならなかったと今になっているんだって、
はい、
信じられます
か？すごい。ああ、それ今分かったんですね。
そうなん
です。わあ、すごい素晴らしいですね。
うん。Okay. So, oh, you are a hero, barista.
Okay.
So, それじゃあもう最後の質問でいきましょうかね。
最後の質問。他のも、
その7番目はもう同じでしょう。もう今お返事いただいたから8番目の質問で。
8番ですよね。はい。他の弁護士事務所などと比べて、小原弁護士も、ごめんなさい、ビジネス、小原弁護士のところとビジネスをするメリットみたいなものがあったら教えてください、ちょっと。
Okay. She is asking, will you tell the audience on the merit in doing business with you, in Lagos?
Hello, please come again, please.
Okay. Will you tell us the merit of doing business in Lagos?
Oh, well, there is a lot of the merit doing business in Nigeria.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of, we don't have too many manufacturing companies in Nigeria.
Yes.
We are not a producing company. We are trying to come up with local productions of manufacturing companies. So if people come in here from outside the country, they come and do business, be it manufacturing, no matter how little it is, it will be a benefit to the nation and then to the organization that is coming because...it will be a welcome development for Nigerians.
Mm.
Yeah, because we are, Nigerians are happy people. They love development. So, we no doubt have people who will welcome in here into Nigeria to do business.
Mm.
Particularly with the present government is working on the security.Working on the issue of scam and fraud. They are fighting it day in, day out. So businesses will begin to thrive in Nigeria.
Yes. Okay. Do I hear the cats from your side? Or...
Do you hear what?
The cats. I hear the cats.
Ah, no. It's my cat. Sorry.
Okay,
my cat is...私のうちの猫です。ごめんなさい、聞こえちゃった。大変失礼しました。ちょっとお腹が空いたのか、表に出たいのか、ちょっとごめんなさい、ちょっと泣いてて。
はい。小島さんの猫ちゃんが泣いてましたんで、そのことで皆さん笑ってました。さて、残念ながらもう最後 の終了の時間に来てしまいましたので、ナイジェリアの女性と子どもを守る友の会は、世界の女性、子どもが安全で幸福であることを夢見てます。 バラクさん、今日はラゴスでの起業についてお話しくださりありがとうございました。Marisa Barak, thank you very much for talking about how to register in Lagos. And we really enjoyed talking with you. We'll back you up because of the help and support that you have given to us. And then we really appreciate what you have done to us. So that I'm sure, you know, this kind of good communication is very precious to us. So let's continue on doing this and continue the good relationship, lasting relationship, not the cheating and lying and all that things. You know, that is destroying the name of Nigeria, and we don't want to see that. We want to bring out a good name for Nigeria, and we can work together to do this. So
thank you very much.
Okay.それでは最後までグローバルエコトークショーを聞いてくださってありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
バラク弁護士にコンタクトを取りたい方は当局の contact@swasinda.com にメールをくださってもお電話をくださっても結構です。電話は078-647-7808 です。それで次回はですね、2016年1月9日の放送で、2010年、ライツ・ライブリーフード賞受賞のニモ・バッシさん、ナイジェリア人の貧困層がどのように不公平に扱われ、人権が奪われたかです。それではまたお会いしましょう。Stay tuned!
Stay tuned! Thank you!
Bye bye!
Bye!
Alright! Bye!